back to Meth and Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-278. Now we're going to the phone lines. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day. Robert of West Allis.
Morning. I see a lot of parallels between our response to Ukraine and our response in the midterms. You know, I really think we should be sending the jets. We should be sending attack drones, attack helicopters, providing hardware so that they can sink the Russian ships that are in the Black Sea. You know, when I talk about an anti-freedom death cult, you know, you look at these guys, they want control over people's bodies, and they want to get into people's bedrooms and tell them how to manage their family, if they should have children or not. And the death cult piece is, look at the response to COVID. Could you imagine how they handled it? The lack of action on guns, any real meaningful action. You look at the climate, no action on climate from that area. You know, even though we're seeing the impact all around the globe, $80 billion last year to the global economy, and it was a low year. And then, you know, the lack of willingness to provide health care, and then the lack even to support, you know, Ukraine. I mean, they did it begrudgingly, and many of them never really got on board with it. I see a lot of parallels here. I think what we need to do is we need to go on the attack. You know, when we sit here and we play to stalemate or tie, as we know in sports, usually what happens is we end up losing. Now, if the Democrats cannot win midterms with a group of people that are trying to take people's freedom away, they're not good with money, they don't really want to do anything to improve their person's common life, and on top of it, they support domestic terrorists, I can't wrap my brain around how they can't win an election against people when that's the backdrop. But I really like to see us play to win. Thanks.
Robert, those are very profound comments. Thank you very much, as always, for calling in. And let me build on that in this respect. The truth of the matter is that some districts are gerrymandered. Everything you said is true, but we're the most gerrymandered state in the country, Wisconsin. So on the state level, with Voss's people, they literally could commit murder in the public square and they get elected. That's the problem with gerrymandering, and you need fair maps. And Ukraine, I am with you 100%. Early on, I wish Biden had imposed a no-fly zone. There's nothing Putin could have done. He's not going to start a nuclear war over a no-fly zone in Ukraine. But what happened was Biden was stabbed in the back domestically by Trump and Tucker Carlson and so forth, who are Russian sympathizers. And then he was stabbed in the front by France and Germany, who wouldn't go along with it. And if NATO... if one NATO country does something, the rest don't want it, then if that country is attacked or involved, the rest of the NATO countries, you know, it would break up NATO. So he did. I feel, quite frankly, he gave too much deference to Trump, Tucker Carlson's attacks, France and Germany. But now we have genocide and war crimes in Ukraine. I agree with you 100%. These Russian ships in the Black Sea, our Navy could take out their Navy in 10 minutes and our Army could take out their Army in 10 minutes. But you don't have to give the Ukrainians the weapons to do it. They've already taken out a few ships. They're blocking the grain out of Odessa, Africa, Northern Africa. Some of them anyway will starve. And Russia is sadistic. They'll say, oh, well, they're starving because of the sanctions. They're starving because of the sanctions. I could not agree more. I'd like your voice and that argument amplified throughout the Democratic Party. The Russians will win in Ukraine and be betrayed. Ukraine will be betrayed if the Republicans ever get in. Going back to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, you're next, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day. Bill of Oconomowoc.
Good morning, man. First of all, I'd like to ask you, I believe the stuff that's going on in the Supreme Court has been a card game. And the Democrats, every time, or not Democrats, Liz Cheney comes up with a killer testimony. They come up with their counterbalance. I believe that's going on by design, because they fear this massive loss if people really recognize what Liz Cheney is doing. As far as the midterms, I'm a positive person, but I'm really a little, negative on the Democrats' chances, they aren't aggressive enough. They got to call people out. They got to ask them to debate, otherwise tell them to shut up, because they just roll over and roll over. If somebody talked to me about me like that and I'm running for office, I go on the air, I say, debate me immediately, or I ask you to just keep your mouth shut of when you're talking about me, because don't call me something without backing it up. Thanks, and have a great day, man.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. No, you hit the nail on the head. The Democrats are passive aggressive, and it really goes back to this identity politics cult. And what we do is we put up bland people who give speeches. But, you know, the reason Trump got where he was is because he shot his mouth off, and I think wrongly. But, you know, you have Fred Prent on the DNR, that mangy dog, where, you know, Ever should come right out and call him up on it. The same with all this other stuff. And I, you know, we said earlier in the one of the last segments that what's happening is you have people like Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham attacking Cassidy Hutchinson. You know something? You say, hey, Sean, Laura, stop shooting your mouth off. You sent these texts begging him to stop, saying the 25th Amendment would be invoked. What, you forgot about that? Now you're lying and saying that was a different Sean Hannity? Baloney. Right. Nobody talks like that. They give speeches. They give speeches. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
I'll make this quick, Matt. It's nice to see Finland and Sweden finally going to NATO. That'll hurt Putin. The right owns most of the media, not all of it, but they own most of it, especially in this state. And we have to look forward to the Supreme Court race in this state in the spring. That's our first step. A big change. And also people need to start looking at the Senate candidates in the Democratic side. We need to pick one that can beat Ron Johnson. So you need to open your eyes. I don't think AOC and Elizabeth Warren should be getting involved in our Senate race here, but that's a story for a different day, I guess. But them are my comments today. Thanks.
Yeah, Paul, those as always are good comments, and I want to talk about both of them. In the Supreme Court, we have a sterling candidate, Janet Protasiewicz from Milwaukee. I was at a kickoff event for her last night and was asked to speak. I've known her for 40 years, and she was a prosecutor for 20-some-odd years. She was a great judge. She's running, and her campaign is she's going to preserve our democracy. We absolutely need her on there. They're going to put up this guy Kelly again, who's bad news. He's pro-Trump. And get behind Janet Protasiewicz. We call her Judge Janet, Justice for Janet, Justice with Janet, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. She is my endorsement. She's terrific. And then on the Senate, the primary is August 9, guys. And I agree. I'm not looking at who out-of-state people endorse. I'm looking at those candidates. We have some good candidates. And to get behind a candidate, and I'll tell you what, whoever wins on August 9, get behind them. Get behind them 100%. They are going to be hit with negativity. They're going to be hit with negativity. $50 million has already been set aside by the Republican, by dark money, black ops, androids, and Stepford wives to attack them. Do not fall for it. Stand up. Attack Ron Johnson. What, you need ammunition? Open your eyes. Read the paper. You need ammunition? There's plenty of ammunition there. Plenty of ammunition. We need that to flip that Senate seat. But above all, we need to put Judge Janet on the Supreme Court. That election, February primary, April general. Then we'd have 4 justices out of 7 standing up for democracy. Judge Janet Protasiewicz. Coming to the end of the show, great show as always. Great call-ins. Matt Flynn directly back. Same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.